Hello.
Hi, I'm on.
Hi there, Stephanie. Thanks for being my first guest on my podcast.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I just want to do a little introduction. This is Gina Scalpone. This is a podcast for other business owners to help inspire you to think outside the box and try something new and different in your own business. And I'm so grateful to have you on as my first guest, Stephanie.
Thank you.
So Stephanie and I are friends on a private Facebook group, and we're both hairstylists. We're both veteran hairstylists, and she is considering going off on her own and starting her own business. So we're messaging back and forth about it recently, and I said, "This is such a fun topic. Could I do a coaching call? Could we have this conversation on one of my podcasts so I can hopefully help other people that are considering leaving a big corporate salon and going off on their own, maybe give them some insight or some inspiration or just some things to think about, and then just say, hey, heck, I don't want to leave the salon. I want to stay right where I'm at and nice and comfortable." So thank you again for being on my podcast, Stephanie.
Course, no problem.
So I'm going over some of my notes here. These are a few of the highlights that Stephanie had messaged me about, and she's just wondering if this is the right time or not to leave. So she's been a stylist for 20 years. She's been at a corporate salon that she's at right now for 8 years. A new opportunity came up within her family, and someone redid their salon, and it's not far from where she's at now. And she thought this would be an awesome opportunity to leave. So she's feeling very stimulated about leaving and thinks that maybe this is the place to go and this is the time. And there's been some new ownership at the corporate salon that she's at, and it just kind of stinks. By the way, I know exactly how that was. Is I've been at a big corporate salon for 14 years,
Wow.
and she just sees the opportunity to take the leap and is just scared, has always wanted to do it, and just scared of being self-employed and feeling like, is this the right opportunity? Did I recap that good enough? Is there anything
Yeah,
else you want to add, Stephanie?
that was great.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So also, you have already started bringing some clients over who are open to you location. They're just ready to go wherever you are, right?
Yes.
How has that experience been so far? Like, what did you say to them? Like, are they male or female clients? How did you get some of them to come over there? And are you at the corporate salon a couple days a week, and then like one day a week you're at the new place, or how's that working now?
Yeah, so pretty much that's how it is, even though I should like that's not how it's supposed to be, but that is what I'm doing right now. So before I did get phone numbers maybe 6 months ago, when I knew kind of what was going to be happening with the new company taking over, made sure to like get all my clients' information. And yeah, so I would say, I mean, I have a lot of male clientele, but I mean, I don't know. I'd say both male and female. I don't think there's more than another that have followed me down, but a decent amount of them have come so far.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's really good. Yeah.
That helps give you some confidence that maybe this, because you kind of have one toe in the water right now and you want to just jump and do like a belly flop. So you
Yes.
have one toe in the water and some clients are coming with you, and so you're getting a feel for it. You're seeing that they're willing to come. Is there anything you like better about the potential new location than the old one or vice versa? Just, I mean, aside from being a employee instead of being on your own, is one like bigger or more convenient, or is there anything about it? Like, is there one that you like better than the other? Is there anything that would hold you back from staying at the corporate place, other than going off on your own and then starting your own business, which is scary? But is it like, oh, the corporate place is so big and fresh, and the other one's smaller, more convenient, or anything else that there's more to the story in that regard
Well,
that makes it tricky?
so I also like manage that salon. So there's that, which is like nice because when I go to the other salon, I can just worry about myself. Like I'm not worried about everybody else and what they're doing. Yeah, so that's really nice. And also, the other salon is smaller. It's more like I get to focus on my client more. and not be interrupted as much. Like, there's more pros to be there than there is to stay where I am. But, you know, it's more so like that security that I have.
Yes. I always look at it like I always think like starting a business is like leaving your parents' home. Like you can once you leave your parents' home, you could never go back.
Right.
It's so comfy. Your mom always has dinner and she does your laundry sometimes and you don't have to pay anything there. But then once you leave, it's like a million times better and you could never go back. This is what I tell myself. I'm like, I'll sleep on the streets before I go back to like living with my family or going back to being an employee. So I kind of look at it like that. So you like the intimate environment with just the one-on-one going to the new, you know, potentially the new place, because the other one, not only is there just a lot of stuff going on, there's more people and hustle and bustle, but you're also managing other people on top of it. And and are you, do they pay you separately to manage people on top of your commission that you get per client?
Well, that whole thing is like pretty much a joke with the amount of money that I aid. Like there are girls that work there that make like $1 less than me.
So you're doing it for free basically.
Got it.
And so it's very time consuming and distracting from if you were on your own. Let's say you could put together an awesome marketing strategy. So like, let's say you only left with a third of who you're gonna who you have right now. You know, you get to A, keep all that money. You don't have to split it with the big corporate salon. And B, it gives you more downtime to come up with a marketing plan or whatever else it is to put in to take classes to learn how to grow as a stylist and a business owner. So that's very distracting, the management part of it. And it's not worth the money. It's not like you're making an extra chunk of money with that. Like that's your savings to go on vacation every year. It's so minimal. It's almost like it's just kind of like wasting your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. I never managed a salon, but I get the idea of that. And then also, of course, being fearful that you won't have enough clients coming in to keep busy equals will I have enough money to pay my bills and sustain my life? So I can understand that being a scary thing. I mean, I had that myself. And even every time I change my business structure, you know, for the last 10 years, I've changed it several times. And just recently, I changed it again. It is scary every time you make changes in your business. So this isn't going to be the only time you're going to be scared to make a big leap. Because in 5 years from now, you're going to do something else in your business probably that is going to be scary as well. So just, I'd say get used to just being scared and do it anyway. If you decide you want to move forward, like don't not do something because you're scared. That would be my biggest piece of advice with being a business owner.
Yeah.
So some pros that I've seen that I took notes on is you said about 100 clients you think will follow you. You have you've written them down and some of those already come with you. So that's pretty. I mean, how many clients do you do a week, would you say?
Well, see where like at the other place or the new place?
Well, actually both. Like what's your average per week just across the board?
Honestly, I'm not really sure because I feel like the other place, it's so like in and out and I'm not necessarily just doing my clientele. Like there's walk-ins as well. So it's very like fast paced there.
Right.
But it's kind of strange because I feel like I'm not even doing like my clients anymore. Like there, I'm doing mostly all of them down there.
Yeah.
So, I've only been working like one day, sometimes 2 days a week. And I don't know, I could do maybe like 12 people sometimes a day, like on that day.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's great already. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty big pro. I mean, you have a lot of clients that will follow you and a chunk of them that already have. I feel like they're loyal and they're going to go wherever you are. If you went 20 miles away, they'd probably still come. I mean, it sounds like you have a loyal clientele. If you have 100 people that you know for sure would follow you, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to, the other pro about this is you have 20 years of experience. Like you've been a stylist for 20 years. I know you've only been at this last place 8 years, but I mean, that's still a long time. 20 years of experience. You know a lot more than you think you know. When you go off on your own or you change the structure of however you're going to run your business or however you're going to be as a stylist, you know, you will realize you know a lot more than you think you know. And the good thing is the way you're going to market yourself, if you do take the leap, you're going to start showing that experience in your marketing, on your social media, in your emails you send clients, on a blog, where show up, be more guests on podcasts and talk about like your expertise and what you know and things like that. And people will respect you more when they see all the hard work and all the expertise you have in your field, that we all do in our field, whatever the field is, especially hair. There's tons of things that we could teach about being a stylist, you know, updos and, you know, different tricks and things that we know from being in that industry for so long.
Right.
You know, so you have been at other salon, you had left the salon before and went back to this specific corporate salon, or how did that look?
No. So, I had been at another corporate salon, and I managed for almost 5 years. I left there and went to a private owned salon, and I was there for like 4 months, and I just was, it like wasn't for me, like where it was and stuff. So this came up and it was right near my house. Like it was perfect. So, and I just felt like confident, like that was where I should be. Cause my son was younger at the time, and it just worked out, like, you know, me making my own schedule. I just never had I just like needed like the quick money, you know. I couldn't like wait around and like
build up clientele.
I just pay my bills, like get my son everything, you know.
So you like priorities then.
Yeah, exactly. So
now he's old, so you can do whatever you want. Not old, but like totally on his own. So
that's good.
Exactly. So that's another good reason. It's all about timing. Like if your family member opened the salon, they're happy to have you there. You've already been going there. You have 100 people that would come with you. I mean, this is a no-brainer for me. I mean, but it still comes down to mindset. I still have a few things I want to talk about, but I think you're going to be a happy camper if you leave. I mean, I feel like you're going to be so much happier. And your time and energy away from your family and away from just being at home, sitting around, just drinking wine and watching TV, like relaxing, whatever it is that you do, like it'll be so much more well spent if you go off on your own, because you're not going to be wasting your time managing people that aren't, you're not getting compensated for it. You know, you can get rid of a few clients that you don't like. You can up your prices a little bit. You keep all that income. Of course, you have to pay taxes and you probably have to pay rent where you're going and things like that. But I mean, you could work let's say you're getting 50% commission right now, like you get paid half of what you make. If you took all those clients and you worked half the amount of time, you'd still make the same amount of money because you're keeping 100% of the profit. Right. So just think about that. Or if you took all of your clients and worked the same amount of time, you'd be making double. It's literally that simple. And I don't know what your percentage is. Maybe it's 30% or 35 or whatever. But even if you're at 50%, like just think about it like that. Like you could work half the amount. If you work, you know, if you have... if you, let's say you have 100 clients a month, let's say you could make the same amount of money going off on your own, taking 50 clients a month.
Right.
If you are at 50% at the salon. So in regards to the taxes, I know you're, wondering about that and you're like kind of overwhelmed or confused or just like, oh gosh, that's one more thing. It's really not that hard. You can just hire an accountant, or you can hire, you know, so my friends that, I have 14 people on my team. So I have an accountant do stuff. I'm like, just what do I need? What do I, you know, but my other friends that are or a one woman show, they do their own taxes. It's not that hard. And if you have to, you can hire an accountant and you can make charge a little bit more money. You use that little extra money to have your accountant. That's someone on your team then.
Right.
You want to look at it like that.
So it's just a matter of how you're keeping track of like all your money or all your sales.
Yes, 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 and yes. Yep. Because you're going to want to, and they can go over this with, you know, in detail, but you're going to need to separate, like if you sell, let's say $1,000 worth of product in the month, then you have to, you know, differentiate with your accountant, like how much the profit is on it. Let's say you sell 1,000, but actually, you know, it costs you 500 to buy it. So then you need to pay taxes on that difference. It's not that tricky. Uh-huh. It's just that you just got to, if you're organized, you're a mom. I'm sure you moms are all organized and they just run the show everywhere. I feel like they're all project managers of the household. Like if you can be a mom and raise a child, you could easily keep track of your taxes that you need and your information that you need to make your company legitimate.
Okay.
And my other question is, how far, I know the new location, potentially the new location is downtown. How far is that from where you're at right now? It's like, is it within 10 miles?
I'm not really good at miles.
Is it within 10 like 20 miles?
But it's not far at all.
Oh, perfect. Good.
Yeah. Well, that's
great.
It'd be like 3 exits away from where I was.
Perfect. Oh my God. So that's a no brainer. And in regards to the parking, I mean, I live in the West Loop, Chicago. Sometimes there's no parking. I have an in-home studio. My clients figure it out. Like, it's just, they just come and see me. I have clients come from the suburbs. They come all over. Your clients are loyal. They're going to come to you. They'll figure out parking. The parking, that's not your business to figure out. I mean, you want it to be convenient. You let them know in advance, here's the situation. The meter parking is here, blah, blah, blah. Or you pay for a parking spot and then you just up your prices and it covers the parking if that's the situation there in the city. So there's a lot, that's nothing. You could figure that out. That's not a problem. I would not worry about that at all. That will come fall into place when it needs to, when and if you decide you want to leave.
See, because nobody has really complained much. There has been a few people that are like, oh, I don't want to go like downtown, like the parking sucks, whatever. But most of my clients that went, you know, they haven't complained about it.
Yeah.
And I try to have like quarters on me just in case somebody forgets quarters.
That's thoughtful of you.
Yeah. Nice. So
you try to be accommodating as much as you can.
Right. As much as I can. But the thing that they're used to is like just driving up, the convenience, you know, and it's like, it's frustrating for me because I've had like a few people, and granted they were males, but I've had a few that have been like, oh, well, like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to go there. Or are you going to be like at the other place today? Because, you know, they don't want, it's like inconvenient for them to go there. And it's just frustrating for me. Makes me feel like at times, like I just want to like give up, and I'm like, you know what? I don't even like, I just want a job. Like, I hate the fact that our job relies on other people for us to make money. Like that, when people cancel on you or they no show or all that like freaks me out.
Sure. It's so disrespectful. You know? Yeah. You just have to teach your clients. This is the thing. This is what I learned in my own business. Like, I just changed the structure of my business just recently. You just have to teach your clients. I think as hairstylists, we're leaders. If we have our own business or if we don't, we are leaders. So they ask us how should I do my hair? When should I come back in? Should I break up with my boyfriend? Should I buy that hair product? You know, I feel like we're leaders. We're guiding them even during the whole COVID thing. You know, when should I come back? Are you wearing a mask? Like, we're leaders. So you just have to teach them A, how to respect you and your business. B, you just show them, listen, I'm over here now. Do you want to come here? If not, okay, then I guess you don't say this, but I guess I'm not gonna be your stylist anymore. Like, you just have to show them this is, it's like, you know, I guess like having a child. I don't have one, but like, you know, honey, do you want the blue shirt on or the pink shirt on? You don't say pick a shirt in the closet at 4 years old. You put two options on the bed for them to pick, right? So you say to my clients, on Tuesdays, I'm at this location. On Wednesdays, I'm here. Which time would you like to come? What day? That's it. You don't, and this is the thing, what I'll say about losing clients. We all have that fear. And I understand that, but my theory is, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, this is what I do. Do you know who Marie Kondo is?
Yes.
Okay. You know how you give things away in your house, you hold the shirt, you say, oh, I bless it. Thank you so much for just being a cute shirt for me while, you know, in the winter, and you give it away. So I do that with my clients that I know aren't going to come back to me or that I haven't seen in a while, and I know they've gone elsewhere. I just say, I'm so grateful I got to style you for 5 years or 10 years, or, you know, did your hair for your wedding and now I don't see them again. That's fine. When one leaves, it's like when one door closes, another one will open. When those two men leave as your clients, two more men will come in, or two women will come in, and you'll charge more money and you'll make more money from them because they're going to get extensions too then, you know, or whatever it is. So I'm just saying, like, don't try to really be clear about, like, some people are complaining about the new location. Well, sorry, sir. You know, I mean, don't say it like that, but sorry, these are the options. Here on Tuesdays, I'm here on Wednesdays. What would you like? If they don't want to come back, then you Marie Kondo them. That's what I do. And if they do, then you say, here's my new location. And that's it. We're running a business. We don't need to bend over backwards for everybody. You want to be accommodating, but the people, just look at it like this. The people, don't try not to look at the people who are complaining, the couple that were complaining. I'm sure there was between 100 people, there's 3 that complained, but 97 were happy to go see you at any location, pay the meter, and at any time that you tell them to go there.
Right.
So we want to wean out the people that drive us nuts and don't respect us and aren't flexible to come to our new schedule, our new location, paying the meter, and stick with the clients that you adore and really nurture them.
Yeah.
That's what this will, when you leave, this is what will happen. It'll wean everybody out that you're not in the mood to do anymore, that you don't feel respects your time or your services. That's what happens when you change your business. So yeah. I don't know. I would say you should do it. So we're going to recap. So you have 100 clients that are going to follow you. There is parking. It's not that far from the other location. You have the quarters for them if they need it. You're trying to make it as convenient as possible for them. You can really go any direction you want with this new place. If you're in the city, you're downtown, you can maybe get walk-ins down there. And you could charge more money because you're going to be in the city. Even if you raise your prices $5 per service, you add mm-hmm. that up, that's going to make up the difference. Mm-hmm. And you could market yourself in ways that you would have complete flexibility. You'll get all your clients' emails, start sending them emails to promote your other services and business, you know, things that you, services that you offer and products that you sell. I always think 90% of your clients should be getting 90% of your products and your services. So if you do women's cuts, men's cuts, color, keratin treatments, and, you know, tape extensions, out of your 100 clients, 90 of them should be getting like 3 out of the 4 products or services that you sell.
Okay.
So this way you can focus more on that instead of wasting your time managing this other, I mean, these people that you're not getting paid for. It'd be different if you were making really good money managing them, but really, quite frankly, I feel like you are better off. You can do better than being in a corporate salon. You have a lot more to yeah. offer your clients and the world than being stuck in this place that you're comfortable with.
Yeah, it's true.
How's it feel? How do you feel after the conversation? Do you feel like I'm going to think about this? I'm going to do it. I'm not sure. I still got to, you know.
No, I really like want to do it. You know, I do.
The thing is too, if you leave and you don't like it, you can always go back, right? They're not going to say, you know, get out of here. Right.
Yeah.
It's true. Like moving. It's like I say, it's like moving out with your parent, you know, out of your parents' home. I mean, yeah. Would they be annoyed you went back? And would you want to go back? No. But if you had to, you could go back after you moved out, you know? So it wouldn't be the end of the world, but it's not like, you know, you could find any corporate salon and go back to. And once you have all those clients' names and numbers, you start cutting their hair outside of the salon. That's all you need. You just start doing that, start weaning them off, start getting them all over there, and then just build your business that way.
Yeah.
You can do it. I have faith in you. You have the experience, you have the heart, you have the hustle, you care about your clients. Because you're worried about two people saying, I don't want to pay the metered parking or whatever they're saying. You know what I mean? Like you will be successful as a stylist on your own. I can guarantee that.
Thank you.
Yes. It was so nice talking to you, Stephanie. I hope that helped you out.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much, Stephanie. I hope you have a great day. And please let me know what ends up happening.
I will. I'll keep you posted. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care, Stephanie.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.